But they are many people.
Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then if you saw a little boy on the street and he was afraid of you, you would say, "Don't cry, I'm going to hurt you."
I would say, "Don't cry, I am not going to hurt you."
Mm-hmm. And if you were that didn't work. Let's see. Yeah, we'll try it anyway. If you were having an argument with somebody and you wanted to say to somebody, "Don't you think I'm right?" you would say, "I'm right."
Am I not?
Is there another way you'd say, "Am I not?"
I would say, "Am I not?"
Mm-hmm.
You could say, "Aren't I?"
Mm-hmm.
How
about "Ain't I?"
Oh, "Ain't I?"
Would you ever say "Ain't"?
When I say "Ain't," it's tongue in cheek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody thanked you for a ride and it had not been out of your way at all, you would say, "Well, don't mention it. We going in anyway."
Mm-hmm. We were going that way anyway.
Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about the old days when things were better, you might lean back and say, "The good old days."
I remember the good old days.
Or blank, blank, the good old days.
Or things were like this in the good old days.
It's impossible. Those
were the good old days.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say "them" as the first word in the sentence?
Only when it's tongue-in-cheek.
So what you would really say is?
Those were.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's fine.
Because if it's tongue-in-cheek,
mm-hmm.
I say "them days."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if somebody said, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" you'd say, "No, it..."
It was not.
It was not whom? It wasn't...
It was not I.
Okay. And I should have said it wasn't who, shouldn't I? Okay.
It wasn't me.
What would you say? Do you say
"Well,
I"?
If I said "no, it wasn't me."
Do you say "me"?
Uh-huh.
Usually?
Uh-huh.
Do you think of it as being ungrammatical?
I think of it as being ungrammatical.
What you say?
I say it in a way. I said, "No, it wasn't me."
Mm-hmm. I say it.
But if I'm really going to be formal, I said, "No, it was not I." If I say "it was not,"
mm-hmm.
Then I'll say "I." But
mm-hmm.
if I say "wasn't,"
mm-hmm.
I'll say "me."
Got it. Okay. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as
a swath of cloth.
Mm-hmm. And she'd use it
as a guide.
Or in the mail, they might send you a free
sample.
Mm-hmm. If she sees a dress that she likes very much, she might say, "My, that's a very
beautiful dress."
Or
lovely dress.
A shorter word than starting with a P. That's a very
pretty dress.
Okay. And her friend might say, "I have one at home that's even
prettier."
Uh-huh. And you, over her dress in the kitchen, she might wear an
apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you use
a pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper, you use
a safety pin.
And do those two sound alike to you, by the way?
A safety pin and pen.
Mm-hmm. You say those the same?
I have a feeling that it's a difference in inflection.
Mm-hmm.
When if I say fountain pen or safety pin.
Mm. Okay. Then let's see. Well, similar to that, you had said that the bucket, a metal bucket, would be made out of
10.
Mm-hmm. And this many fingers is
would be 10.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
I have a tendency to move a little bit towards an A sound for the E,
mm-hmm.
for the number,
mm-hmm.
And more toward the I for the
mm-hmm.
For the metal.
Mm-hmm.
So that it becomes 10 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's unusual because most Southerners say them just alike.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make a difference if I try, but I usually don't. I usually
mm-hmm.
use the I sound for both of them.
10.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, to get on with the clothes bit here, what do you put on for warmth in the wintertime over your suit?
A coat.
And sometimes between a coat and a shirt, a man might wear a